Questions 31 to 35. Look at the questions. Now you will hear the second talk. Listen to a talk to some trainees.
Good morning to you all, and welcome to your first day at the museum. The museum first opened its doors in 1891, making it the oldest museum in the city, a fact that we are extremely proud of. You may not be experts, curators, or guides, but your job is just as important, making sure all our valuable exhibits stay secure and safe, without giving the impression to visitors that they are in a prison or a police station. Now, from what I can see from my list, everyone's here, so I'll begin without further ado. On this, your first day of training, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how to deal with visitors, what you can and cannot do, and what to do if you get someone who creates a scene. Then we'll give you a full tour of the place so you can see it from the visitor's point of view and get a bit of background. Guards need to know what they're guarding after all. We get nearly 500,000 visitors a year, and that comes to perhaps 1,500 a day on average. Of course, weekends are the busiest days, and we might have as many as 3,000 on a Sunday in winter when it's not raining. Winter is our busiest season, partly because it's nice and warm in here, I think. The job is generally easy, and you'll find it routine quickly enough. I believe that's where the danger lies. People in a routine grow lazy, stop watching for signs of danger, and that's when the thief strikes. We have had thefts over the years, and they were mostly successful because employees like you had let down their guard, if you'll excuse the pun.
Now, you'll hear the second talk again. Listen to a talk to some trainees.
Good morning to you all, and welcome to your first day at the museum. The museum first opened its doors in 1891, making it the oldest museum in the city, a fact that we are extremely proud of. You may not be experts, curators, or guides, but your job is just as important, making sure all our valuable exhibits stay secure and safe, without giving the impression to visitors that they are in a prison or a police station. Now, from what I can see from my list, everyone's here, so I'll begin without further ado. On this, your first day of training, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how to deal with visitors, what you can and cannot do, and what to do if you get someone who creates a scene. Then we'll give you a full tour of the place so you can see it from the visitor's point of view and get a bit of background. Guards need to know what they're guarding after all. We get nearly 500,000 visitors a year, and that comes to perhaps 1,500 a day on average. Of course, weekends are the busiest days, and we might have as many as 3,000 on a Sunday in winter when it's not raining. Winter is our busiest season, partly because it's nice and warm in here, I think. The job is generally easy, and you'll find it routine quickly enough. I believe that's where the danger lies. People in a routine grow lazy, stop watching for signs of danger, and that's when the thief strikes. We have had thefts over the years, and they were mostly successful because employees like you had let down their guard, if you'll excuse the pun.
Question 31. What will the trainees work as? Question 32. Why does the speaker refer to his list? Question 33. What will the trainees learn about today? Question 34. What does the speaker say about the museum? Question 35. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"That's where the danger lies"?